Hallelujah. Amen. Well, certainly the Lord's orchestrated this conference because we've had some powerful visitations of the Holy Spirit, but it's a call of God, and it's a call to not just to His presence, but it's a call to action. It's a call to go and believe and begin to do, follow the steps of transformation in our own churches, in our own cities where we live. And what I feel in my heart is what challenges us is our own unbelief that God can do here what He's done there. But if God can overcome the darkness of witchcraft, if He can overthrow the powers of idolatry and pagan places, He can do the same thing among us.
That's right.
But I know, meeting with our pastors on Sunday night, we're talking about a 40-day time of waiting upon the Lord as a congregation to pray, to seek the face of God. I believe God wants to speak specifically, to call to an action plan, amen, of being in that place where we can actually begin to be covered with the incense of His presence and then go forth with the name that these are those who have been with Jesus and can do the mighty things that Jesus does. Amen. And so, in closing tonight, let me just ask you to stand together. Hallelujah. Can we do this? Can we just form a circle around this room tonight? Just go on the outside, grab somebody's hand. Amen. Just go on out and get in the circle. Get in the circle. Men, we're going to make it. Look at this. Men. Hallelujah. 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 I'm going to ask George just to lead us in a prayer together. Man, that God will set a strategy for us to begin to walk into transformation.
Father, we're mindful this evening as we prepare to offer our words and our sentiments to You that people have died in the past and are dying today for playing with You. And we want to be sober-minded here as we stand before You, our King. I do. Father, I ask that You would begin tonight with me. I am the most important transformation to me that needs to happen in these days ahead. And Lord, because each of us are part of our communities, when we have been transformed, community transformation has begun. And I pray, Lord, that You would fill us with such a hunger and an appetite and anticipation and expectancy that it would overcome all of our formerly natural instincts to dissipation, to giving ourselves to things that maybe they're not evil or demonic, but they're lesser. And so, Father, we realize that life is short. that you have said to us over and over again that you're coming soon. Help us, Lord. Help us to come out of our stupor, come out of our religious inertia, to humble ourselves under your mighty hand and your shadow. Lord, to be a part of storytelling in this nation, starting in our own neighborhoods and our own communities. Give us an encounter with you, Lord, so that we have a story to tell. Jesus, in this desperate hour where people are grabbing for causes at every turn, trying to find something to fill the emptiness and the vacuum in their lives, Lord, may we step up in this hour because we do have something to say. We do have something to offer. Lord, help us not to be parochial and insulated. And God, break open our jars of ointment. Lord, may there be fragrance in our communities, even in our own families. Help us, Lord, tonight. Help us to consider what you're saying to us. Lord, may these words linger with us into the night and through this coming week until, Lord, we do what you put on our hearts to do. I ask, Lord, that this would be the beginning of a movement in our state, this needy state, this liberal, self-satisfied place that doesn't know you, that doesn't think they need you. Lord, I pray that you would start a fire, lots of fire, that would burn into a conflagration, that would be newsworthy in its nature. In Jesus' name, I pray this. Amen.
Envision the Lamb of God, the spotless Lamb of God, slain before the world, blood spilled, blood shed. But go back to the children of Israel in the time of Egypt, and were they not instructed to take the blood of the Lamb, to put it upon the doorposts and the side posts? And they were commanded to go under the blood, to stay under the blood, and they would be preserved. They would be saved. That word is yet for today. We must, as the people of God, we must recognize the spotless Lamb. We must recognize the power, the saving power of that blood. That blood must be applied to our lives. We must stay under the blood. And we will be preserved. And we will be empowered to the degree that we walk in obedience to the command of the Lord to stay under that blood, the protection, the saving power of the blood of the Lamb.
Hallelujah. I was talking to Linda Stanky at dinner time. The Lord came many years ago, and I had been grieved in the spirit, but here's what the Lord was saying. I said, God, what's going on with the church? And the Lord spoke to my heart. He said, they're trying to take the Holy Spirit out of the church. His guidance, His counsel, His power. But the Lord came back and He said this, and I believe this is for all of us.
My children, do you want the city? Do you want the city? And he came a few weeks later and he said, then, if you do, then love the people in the city the way that I do. Will you love the unlovable? Will you love the brokenhearted? Will you love the mean-spirited? Will you love? I guess the church is to say, Lord, show us how. Show us how to love. And thank you, Lord. We want to love the people in the city the way you do, in Jesus' name.
So many things have happened in the last several days. And I believe this has been a divine encounter time with Jesus. I believe you're not here by accident. None of us are here by accident. The Lord has clearly spoken to our hearts. So many things, Brother George, tonight can resonate in your spirit. And what we're going to do as we close, we'll have dessert for the registrants at 240 Maple Lane. We can talk all about that, but that's not the most important thing. What we're going to do right now is we're going to seal in what God has done in these days, because each one of us in this room may have different emphases that the Lord spoke to our spirits. But I'll tell you what's resounding and beating in my heart tonight is, oh, Jesus, we want a living story. So we will respond in a living way to you tonight. Are you ready tonight to go from this place, our own lives transformed by the presence of Jesus, by His Word? Lord, tonight, as we hold one another's hands and as we commit this time into your hands, you have given us these days together. We have recreated, we have fellowshiped, we have had fun, but the most important thing, oh God, is the encounter we have had with you. And Lord, it's not just an experience for history. We go from this place transformed and changed, Lord. We repent for missed opportunities. We repent, oh God, for not listening, for not getting up like the lady to respond to the knocking door. Lord, we respond to you with full hearts, full hunger, full passion. And with full hearts tonight, we say, follow me in prayer. Lord Jesus, I hear you. And Lord Jesus, I respond to you. No more missed opportunities. I covenant my life to you and go from this place changed forever with a new story that changes our lives and all of our communities. Now we believe you in Jesus' name, and we give you thanks for all that you've done. In the name of Jesus, let's applaud the Lord tonight. Thank you, Lord. Just lift your voice and give Him thanks. Thank you, Lord. We rejoice in you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Pastor Dan, do you have anything? Do you have anything on your heart as we close?
This is all I got. 3 o'clock in the morning. Respond.
That's right. Because that's when it happens. That's what he said. We want to thank you all for coming. If you want to take time and spend time in the presence of the Lord, pray together, encourage each other, or just plain fellowship, enjoy that time. Pastor John, any final instructions?
We will have an international conference. Pastor Steve, the dates of our international conference again?
Could register online, thefellowshiptoday.com. What, Pastor Steve and your lovely bride, thank you so much for spending time with us and coming to be with us. All of you, thank you for your time. We love you and God bless you. And we'll see you at Reston, Virginia, and at our next fellowship conference. Yes, and there's more. Yeah.
If you're not otherwise committed, Pastor Steve and Sharon will be here Sunday morning bringing the message. But you know what? We found out a long time ago it's more than a message. It's an encounter with Jesus that changes us forever. Amen. God bless you. Be released in the joy of the Lord.